Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Heroes of Faith. This is Joe McGee. Today we're talking about Joash, the boy king. That's out of 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Man, for years I've loved telling stories in the Bible, and people would always ask me, that they think I learned the Bible in Bible school. Well, I learned great theology in the two schools I went to. I really did, good theology. But I learned the Bible from teaching from a children's Bible storybook, because I taught chapel 170 days a year for 10 years. And I found this good resource. So it's a Bible storybook, still in print today, Edgar Meyers. You can find it WordPress and hardback book. And so I tell people, just get a Bible storybook. Start teaching your kids. Just 3 or 4 minutes a day, 5 minutes, before they go to bed at night at the breakfast table. Hey, guys, I'll read you a quick story. It doesn't have to be a long 30-minute deal drawn out. Just read a story to them. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Where'd you get faith at? I heard the stories about people who believed God, who overcame. Revelation says you overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. What's a testimony? Well, you were tested. You have a testimony. You don't have a testimony unless you've been tested. You know, bitter water, no food, the children of Israel. What'd you do? God was trying to get them to believe him. And said God didn't tempt them. God tested them. He sent them to no water, bitter water, you know, no food. I'm trying to get you to believe me. Great, great stories. And it'll inspire you as a parent. You know, just get the word of God into your child. The most powerful thing you'll ever do for your children, it's not their IQ, it's not their GPA, it's not a private school you send them to, it's not whether they know etiquette or not, and all those things are important. It's the word of God. You got to get the, and it's given in story form. That's why God, Jesus was a storyteller. He told parables. That's why kids used to love to hang around him. Every time you read a story about Jesus, there's kids everywhere. Then the apostles got mad at him several times. Said, Lord, get rid of these kids. He said, no. Jesus said, these kids, this is the kingdom of God. He said, if you offend one of these little ones that believe in me, you'd just as soon hang a millstone around your neck and drown yourself down there in the sea. It would be better for you to do that than to offend one of these little ones. So God was always concerned about the next generation. And when he picked Abraham, he picked him for one reason. Why don't you pick him? What made him special? I know him, God said in Genesis. He will teach his children and his children's children and all those after me. Abraham was not a perfect man. He lied every now and then, tried to give his wife away twice. But what did he do? He would teach his children and his children's children. He won't just grow old and die with this information. He will pass this information on to the next generation. And that's what Jesus did. Listen, send them out two by two, go into this house and speak peace and preach to them. And he sent them out and they changed the known world. Matter of fact, in the book of Acts, it says, those who have turned the world upside down have come here also. What did they know? They'd been hanging out with Jesus for 3.5 years. They knew the Son of God, and they were just telling what they'd seen and the miracles and the wonders that happened. Why? Who were these people? Well, just regular people, tax collectors, former fishermen, you know, they're just regular people. But they had been with Jesus. We perceive these ignorant and unlearned men have been with Jesus. One passage in Acts says, you know, those that have turned the world upside down have come here also. So what I love about the stories, it builds your faith. It builds your faith. The Word of God is just story after story after story. So this is a great one. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 22. It's about Joash, the boy king. And this is so good. So Joash, he was 7 years old when he became king of Judah. As a little prince, he was never allowed to run or play like any other children. He was seldom allowed out of doors. Most of the time, he hid in the temple. Always there was someone to watch and protect him. If his grandmother, Queen Athaliah, had known about Joash, she'd have had him killed to make sure he didn't become king, because she wanted to rule, and she thought she's going to be the one to rule. And so if she knew there was one of the family, especially a male, that she would not have tolerated that. So little Joash was an orphan. After his father's death, Queen Athaliah ordered all of his brothers and sisters to be killed. You understand? This woman ordered every brother and sister he had to be killed. Then she thought, there's no one left to rule the country but her. The queen did not know about the baby prince, Joash. His aunt had hidden him with a faithful nurse in a safe place. For 6 years, Queen Athala ruled the people. Many, many of them did not want her to be their queen. They knew only that David's descendants were to sit on the throne. Athala was not one of David's descendants. Should she sit on the throne? No. Athala was not one of David's descendants. She was a heathen. She never did worship God. She didn't go to the temple. Even though the Lord was close to her palace, the temple is right there next door. Instead, she worshiped an idol in the temples. She had idols built. She wanted to make her temple the most attractive. She ordered her sons to take out the beautiful parts of their Lord's temple and put them in her heathen temple, and her sons obeyed. So, man, we got one witchy woman ruling the place. When Athala was ruling the people, the high priest, Jehoiada, was busy planning a way to crown Joash king of Judah, because God's moving. Jehoiada was Joash's uncle. He had a wife who had rescued the little boy as a baby and had kept him safe all these years. When Joash was 7, his uncle called the leaders from all parts of the country to the temple in Jerusalem. And he brought the young boy. And he said, this is the one who should rule Judah, because the Lord has chosen David's descendants to be our ruler. The men agreed. But how could they make Joash king while Queen Athala was still ruling and she was so cruel? So Jehoiada said this, we will divide into three groups. One group will guard the doors of the temple, another group the king's palace, and the third the gate. No one will be allowed in this temple but the Levites. The people will fill the courts here. Here are our swords and our spears that we've stored up to guard the doors. They must not let this queen force her entrance here. And they did just what they'd been told. On the Sabbath, Joash is brought before the people so they could see him. How glad they were that one of David's descendants had not been killed. There's one still alive. He's still alive. And they would put him on the throne and make him the ruler. They were so good. You understand? It's like they didn't have newspapers. They didn't have internet back then. It's like, man, we still have one of David's descendants. And so they begin to shout out. Everybody, when they heard it, said, God save the king. People said, where'd that come from? What came in the Bible? People think, well, they say it in England. Yeah, but they said it in the Bible first. God save the king. Everybody shouted, God save the king. Well, when Queen Athala saw that the crowds were going to the temple, heard the shouts of joy, she's afraid that things have gotten out of control. So she ran to the temple, dashed through the crowd, and there she saw the little king standing by the pillar with a crown on his head. She started screaming, treason, treason, she shouted, tore her clothes. But Jehoiada commanded the guards to carry the queen away. They took her outside the city gate, and there she was killed. When the idol worshippers heard about the queen's death, they were so afraid they did not dare stir up trouble for the high priest and the new king. So you got this young kid. He's now the king. Well, look where it goes. In chapter 24, got this 7-year-old kid. He's not old enough to rule anything, probably himself. But until he grew into manhood, his uncle Jehoiada did all the things that should have been done as a good ruler. And he taught the boy, just for listen to this, it says in 2 Chronicles 24, verse 4, he taught the boy to love and serve God. People say, what do you teach your kids? Teach them to love and serve God. What should I teach my children? To love and serve God. Should I work on the IQ and the GPA and get them into the best ball field and the best class and the best choir? Well, that's okay, but you need to teach your children primarily to love and serve God. Because if they don't love and serve God, you got hell on your hands and it's going to get ugly. The first thing every kid needs to know is they need to love and serve God. And my Bible says, who shall we teach the deep doctrines of God to? Those weaned from their mothers, line upon line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. You teach them early. The Bible says in Isaiah, all of our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace and undisturbed composure. So when Joash became a man, he wanted to repair the temple because it had been torn down. You know, many years have passed since Solomon built it. They'd taken the gold out, and it's just wore out, and people stole stuff out of it. So the temple's old. So when Athala was queen, the beautiful decoration had been taken out and put in the temple of the idol. So Joash called all the priests and the Levites, he told them, go to all the cities of Judah each year and collect money to repair the house of God. Take care of this matter, and right away we can begin to work on the temple. But the Levites did not begin at once, and the money came so slowly that Joash grew impatient. He commanded that a large box be placed at the door of the temple. You've seen churches do this. Put a large box at the door of the temple, and then everybody who comes to worship would see the offering box. and the lid was a hole through which the people could drop their money for repairing the temple. The people were glad to make the house of the Lord beautiful again. They brought much money, and soon workmen were busy repairing every worn-out part of this great building. They even made new ornaments of gold and silver. From that time on, the people came regularly to worship God. What happened? First, you got to get the building rebuilt. You got to get the building repaired, you know. You shouldn't have a wore-out place. Your church shouldn't be wore out, you know. Make this is God's place. So Jehoiada, the high priest, lived to be a very old man, and as long as he lived, Joash ruled wisely and worshiped the Lord. After Jehoiada died, the idol worshipers grew very, very friendly to the king. They persuaded Joash to do wrong. They caused him to forget God. In his last days, Joash did many things that displeased God. He even commanded Jehoiada's son, God's prophet, to be stoned. Great trouble came of Joash as he forsook God. The Syrians invaded the country, robbed the people. The battle controlled the many idol worshipers were killed. Then King Joash was wounded. Finally, some of his servants killed him while he slept. What happened? He died. So in 2 Kings, you go to chapter 6. You got this whole thing going on. So what's going on? Well, God still has people. The king of Syria looked down this little country of Israel, and he wanted it for himself. So he planned to attack one city at a time until he'd taken over a whole country. The Syrian soldiers attacked one city. How surprised they were to find Jehoram, this little city, strongly guarded. How could they have known? How could they have known? Why is the city so guarded? And said the Syrian soldiers returned home and told their king to attack another city in Israel. Again, Jehoram had a strong guard protecting the city and was waiting to drive the Syrians away. Several times, the Syrians tried to recapture the cities of Israel, but every time, the forces of Israel were waiting to drive them back. When you've got people in authority that love God, God will bless you. When the righteous, the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people will prosper. When the wicked are in authority, the people will perish. So you had a young kid who's been protected and been saved and ready to do stuff. But what happened to this young kid? He had an uncle that loved him. He had an uncle that protected him. He had an uncle that taught him about God. And so what happened? As long as he did that and listened to his uncle, they were blessed. He rebuilt the temple. He did everything good. He tore down the old temples. But when his uncle died, kid went back into where he was. And so what happens is many people are strong in their faith because they've got family members strong in their faith. Or they got relatives strong in their faith. But they don't have any faith themselves. And so, you know, if you read in Revelation, it's scary scripture. So I used to love Revelation. I still do, but I taught a lot when I was a school administrator. And they got people that would come in the last days and said, Lord, Lord, they're talking to Jesus. These people are coming to Jesus. Lord, Lord, did we not do mighty works in your name and many signs and wonders? You know, we had many sick people healed, many miracles. And Jesus says to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Just because God uses you doesn't mean you know God. God will use the north end of a southbound mule. And so here's a kid. He was destined. He was in the family line. He's destined to be the next king. They've hid him. They protect him. They pray for protection. The ugly queen couldn't find him. I mean, it is a miracle that he made it. And then they anointed him. They put the crown on his head. The people rejoiced. They sang praises to God, man. The people were worshiping, you know. God saved the king. That's where the title come from. This young kid finally becomes king. God saved the king. And as long as he had his uncle around him, he did well. As long as some people stay around, I tell people, you know, it's kind of like being in church. I said, church is not an option. I said, two things last forever, the Word of God and the people of God. The Word of God, the Bible says we're supposed to meditate in that Word day and night. 3 John 2, Joshua 1, 8, Psalms 1, 1 through 3. If we meditate in that Word day and night, if we hang around God day and night, we fellowship with God day and night, and we seek God day and night, then we'll prosper good success. But the minute we leave God, man, it can get ugly in a hurry. So this young kid that had been protected by godly people, you know, people had worked hard to make sure he survived and he lived because he was in the family line. All of a sudden, when his influence, his uncle died, and he lived to be an old man, but when he died, other people got his ear. He started listening to the wrong people. He started fellowshiping with the wrong people. He started obeying the wrong people. And so eventually he lost his life. So I've had people grow in church, be in church all their life, but all of a sudden they get out of church. Well, I'll just say it this way. I know many of my family members got kids in church, youth group, mission trips, but all of a sudden they get out of high school and they go off to college. So you got to be very careful when your kids go off to. So they go off to college. 4 years later, they don't go to church at all. I don't need God. So they're sitting in college with many unbelieving professors telling them, well, there's no God and that's just a joke and, you know, it's just a religion. It's just made up stuff. I've had relatives that I've known live for God most of their life until they went off to school. Come back empty headed because you fed on the wrong thing. So be careful who you listen to. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you sing. The music you listen to. You know, when they crossed the Jordan, God told Moses, teach them this song. Teach them this song. Why? God knew people will remember what they sing. So don't go singing stupid. Just don't make sing. You know, there's so many songs out, so many different radio stations. We used to sing stupid songs like Take This Job and Shove It. I ain't working it no more. Until they closed their plant down. Realized, that's a bad song. So sing to yourself, the Bible says, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Sing godly stuff. Read godly stuff. Feed on godly stuff because it is your eternal life, man. It's where your strength comes from, hanging out with God. So here's this young kid, protected by God's people, prayed for by God's people, anointed by God's people. As long as God's people were around him, he did great. He did perfect. But when God's people disappeared and he was on his own, he fell right back into where he was. You got to learn to grow up on your own. You got to learn to feed on God on your own. You got to learn to chase God, not because other people chase God. You got to learn to chase God on your own. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things be added unto you. So what a great story, and what a sad ending for him. But even after he died, there were people that came back in, and there were God's always got people. There's always a remnant. So there were people that came back in, and all of a sudden, the enemy started to attack. They couldn't do it. Why? God's people came to the surface. God's people came back to the surface. So I tell people, pray for your nation every day. Pray for those in authority. Pray for those in authority, for God will bless such people. Our country's great, not just because who's in office. The country's great because the salt and the light in this country. We are the salvation of our country. God bless America. Thanks, guys, for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.